In Division 2, victory for Ballybofey United today. They defeated Kopenhagen Rovers by 6-1. That means they have won the league. And to talk about that great league victory is their PRO, Vinnie Breen. Vinnie, good afternoon.
Miles, how are you keeping? Are you well?
Oh, well, I'm good. Now, I'm sure you're in a bit of a high after that victory today and indeed winning Division 2 of the Donegal League.
It's a great day for the club, Miles, you know. I mean, with the boys under Barney Lafferty and John Gregg now have worked very, very hard to get where they are today, you know. So it's a great day for the club altogether.
I'm looking at the table. You played 18 games.
You've
won 16, drawn 2, you've scored 66 goals and
66,
just conceded 10. That must be the most comprehensive victory of any team in the Donegal League at any stage.
Yeah, as far as I know now, I stand corrected in this, Miles, but I think that's a record in terms of the goals scored. And I do know Damien Glacken, the club captain now, he has the best scoring record this season in all the leagues.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so with a great teamwork, sorry, there's a lot of people here, man, sorry. It's great. I mean, the teamwork involved, and straight from Chris Patton there and Carol Dunyan were our two keepers for the season, and straight through the team, and with a good strong defence line there that the midfielders and the forward could attack confidently, you know. So with the 10 goals is very impressive for a defence.
Was it a fact that your management team picked the best players around the area, or was it that they got the numbers that they had to gel?
I think the majority of players are just from around the area, Miles, and the management definitely installed the belief in them that they could go on and win the league. Now, a lot of the boys that had played with Ballybofey for a good duration, you know, but with Brian Lafferty and John Gregg, and John Gregg's been with the club nearly all his life, they drafted on a few of the more experienced players. Sean McGowan now would be there, he played with Harps, and Neil Lloyd would always been there as well. You know, so players like that there, they give a good core to the side, and then, of course, their experience was brought to the benefit of some of the younger players who came on.
Was it clearly laid out at the beginning of the year that was the aim of Ballybofey United to win the division and get up to Division 1?
Yeah, promotion would always been an objective, you know, Miles. And they set their stall out in that regard from the very start. And the signs were good early on, and at the end of August they had beaten Lufford, beaten Castlefundo on the Lufford Area Shield. And really, that was the foundation of what the team then moved on from, and just built in that game by game. But Brian Lafferty, in fairness now, Brian really did install in the players that it was just a game by game approach that they were taking, you know. But the boys trained 2 and 3 nights a week, and they really put the work and the effort into it. And I think it was the determination and the want to get the promotion was vital to their success, mate.
Ballybofey United used to play in
Finnview, that's right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Where are they playing now, and what's the structure of the club like?
There's a lot of progress been made regarding the structure now, Miles. The Finnview, as you know, is no longer the club home now. The club this year, we purchased new ground and facilities and draining outside Ballybofey. So with that there, and that's a major ongoing project for us. At the minute, where the Fun Valley Leisure Centre and I have been very accommodating and have been a great support for the club for a long time. So we played all our home games out of here. But in terms of the structure of the club, yeah, it's definitely progressing in the right way. And occasions like that here demonstrate that.
So what next?
Next, we have, the next after an evening of celebrations here now, we have Cranford, 2 more league matches to go. Cranford next week, and then Dunkinelli in 3 weeks' time. But then there's a small matter of the Brian McCormick Cup final coming up against Rathmullen after the boys defeated Cagey there last Sunday, which was another impressive display there, you know, man. So it's all looking good.